It's Friday, February 26th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. From January 14th to 24th, arsonists in Western Kenya burned a total of 5 churches and threw human feces on the building's remains to discourage the faithful from attending their ruined churches, reports International Christian Concern. On Sunday, February 14th, Pastor Charles Mayor at the Worldwide Gospel Church held their services in a charred, broken building with a gaping hole in the back. Those entering the building sit on borrowed primary school wooden desks or the few plastic chairs that survived the attack. ICC reports that Pastor Mayor said, quote, "The first 2 Sundays after the church was burned down, believers were scared about attending worship. Now we meet every Sunday for usual worship services. Others have not yet resumed worship because we do not have enough chairs. We have been able to replace just 10 new chairs against a church membership of 106, end quote. The Nyangani Seventh-day Adventist Church has been unable to replace all of the items burned inside their office. One elder said, quote, "We lost a lot of office chairs, cabinets, Bibles, hymn books, Christian literature, communion vessels, and tables. We are waiting until Easter to begin raising money to replace these items one by one," end quote. Matthew 5, verse 11 says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." If you would like to help rebuild these 5 Kenyan churches and to replace some of the burned items, you can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. At a confirmation hearing on Thursday, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky confronted President Biden's nominee for Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services on the government's support for so-called sex change treatment and surgery, reports WorldNetDaily.com.
Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I will look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER. But you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back?
To be clear, Dr. Richard Levine himself has taken estrogen for years, has chosen mutilating surgeries, dresses like a woman, and now calls himself Rachel Levine. If Dr. Richard Levine is confirmed, he would become the first transgender person to serve in any president's cabinet. Genesis 1 verse 27 could not be more clear. God created them male and female. In a related story, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia put up a sign at her office which declared, quote, "There are 2 genders, male and female. Trust the science," end quote, reports the Stanford Advocate. In response, Illinois Democrat Congressman Sean Casten called Greene's poster, quote, "sickening, pathetic, unimaginably cruel," end quote, toward parents who have teens who are pretending to be the opposite gender. And finally, Palm Beach County, Florida, defied Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday, refusing to lower its courthouse flags to half-staff in honor of the late conservative broadcaster Rush Limbaugh, who died of lung cancer, reports WKMG-TV. Commissioner Melissa McKinley posted a statement on Twitter saying, quote, "The lowering of flags should be a unifying gesture during solemn occasions. Although Rush Limbaugh was a significant public figure, he was also an incredibly divisive one who hurt many people with his words and actions," end quote. In response, DeSantis said, quote, "It is unfortunate that Palm Beach County would rather engage in petty politics than honor the death of one of their county's and state's most prominent residents and a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient," end quote. To their credit, the town of Palm Beach and the state capitol in Tallahassee flew their flags at half-staff from sunrise to sunset on Wednesday in honor of Rush, as the governor ordered. President Donald Trump also lives in Palm Beach at his Mar-a-Lago club, and he and Limbaugh had become close friends during his presidency. Listen to President Trump's appearance on Hannity's Fox program as he reflected on Rush's legacy.
Radio's big stuff. He was the king. He was a brilliant guy. He could do things that a lot of people couldn't do. He could just talk for 3 hours, no phone calls, no anything, just talk. And everybody found it spellbinding. It was something very special to know him.
Flags are typically lowered to honor prominent government officials, as well as law enforcement officers and members of the military killed in the line of duty. DeSantis said Limbaugh's stature justified the honor. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.